All right. At the end of the podcast, we have an interview with Aaron Weber. Love this guy. He's a really, really funny comedian. So stick around right after the closing jingle, and you will hear that interview in its entirety.
And now, the Big D and Bubba Weekly Podcast.
Big D and Bubba, they have a show 5 days a week, but they don't get to say everything that's on their mind. So they have an extra one, and that's how we get the podcast, the podcast, the podcast. Big D and Bubba Podcast, the podcast, the podcast. Big D and Bubba's podcast.
Made me happy. I found that a while ago, the little Twiki from Buck Rogers sound effect. That was actually Bugs Bunny. Did you know that?
No.
It's the same guy who did Bugs Bunny and like
Mel
Yosemite
Blank
Sam
was his name,
and,
right?
Yes, Mel Blank. He was the voice
of different voices.
You can kind of hear it.
What's he say? What do you know?
Hiya, Buck.
Hiya, Buck.
It was very weird.
Aaron Gray?
Aaron Gray, the love of my young life. Oh, yeah. Aaron That's Gray right. was the actress who played, if nobody remembered her name.
No, isn't that weird that we know her name, her real name? It's usually the other way around.
Yeah. And like she never, did she do anything else besides Buck Rogers?
I'm sure she did, but I don't know her, but anything else.
Because she wasn't like one of the angels on Charlie's
no.
Angels.
No, you can do the IMDb.com
Aaron
thing?
Gray was an American model, casting agent, and she was a casting agent.
Wow.
And actress. She was Wilma Deering. That's why we don't remember her name. Her name was Wilma.
Oh, that's right. Wilma.
So yeah, she was all, she was Kate from Silver Spoons.
Oh, that's right.
I didn't realize that.
I kind of remember that.
Oh, that's crazy.
Are you done with that? Or?
Yeah.
Yes. I was just looking at
that's my favorite D.
Guys, we've got way more games coming up than I realize.
Oh, this weekend?
Yeah, I thought there was like four games. It's like eight games.
Yeah. Yeah, for the football stuff. Yeah, and you know what's weird is like, so I got out my little app. Everybody makes fun of me because like Patrick and D during football season. You don't know this yet, Schaefer.
No.
It was like they were bookies all of a sudden. Like they magically would transform every Friday into like this gambling thing. And I'm like, what does +3 mean? I didn't know. I didn't know any of that stuff.
Yeah, we get
it. Now I get on there and I do all these like 25-leg parlays.
No, Bubba's really turned the corner.
So I do these crazy bets and I wager a ton of money, 50 cents.
But
when I hit, it's a couple hundred bucks.
All right.
Best one will probably be Navy Notre Dame. So,
by the way, Navy wins that one in a huge upset. You heard it here first.
I don't know,
dude. College football is back.
How much are you putting on that game?
50 cents.
Why are we doing games? Why is that in Dublin again?
Notre Dame. Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Navy.
The other games. I mean, you got Hawaii, Vanderbilt, USC is taking on San Jose State. Mm. Latex, Florida International. But
it's football.
It's football. But the other thing is, guys, is that, this is called week zero, so we get eight games on Saturday. But then on Thursday, there's like 15 games.
Mm-hmm.
Thursday. Now they're like Arkansas,
Next Thursday,
Pine Bluff.
You're talking about, right?
Yeah, okay. As in a week from yesterday. The 31st. And then Friday, even games. You got games on Thursday and Friday. And Friday games aren't bad, man. Kansas, Georgia Tech, Miami, Michigan State, Eastern Michigan, Central. It's going to be pretty good.
So I know we have
Saturday,
this is the last weekend of NFL preseason. Are they going to take a week off before the season kicks in? So we're going to have college football basically Thursday. Friday, we're going to have some more and mixed in with high school. Then we're going to have Saturday and Sunday, both with college games?
Yes. Correct.
Okay.
Yeah, even Monday.
Oh.
Yeah, so it starts Thursday, goes Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and Monday. Monday's only one game.
That's really nice that they're working together. Like, you know what I mean? Like, whenever they're doing their scheduling, I think it's cool that the NFL and college seem to be playing nice.
Yeah.
Because the NFL doesn't start until after Labor Day.
Oh, my God. There's so many games on Saturday.
Oh, yeah.
That next Saturday? Yeah, because it kicks off. It's like everybody.
That's the season start for pretty much everybody.
So those, I might have to go to two because you can only do like a 20-leg parlay.
What are you going
to
do?
I don't know. I'm going to have to maybe wager a total of $1.50 for the whole weekend.
He gets pretty close. He'll get close. He'll send me a thing going, dude, he'll have like eight crazy picks, and he missed one.
The other night, we talked about this because you weren't near your phone. You had, what, a 16 leg, and you hit the first 12?
Yeah.
I mean, most people are kicking out by then. Yeah. Does it give you the option?
Well, it does. Like, they try to buy you out. Mm-hmm. So, like, those odds, it was, I think it was on baseball. Those odds are like, you know, like a ton. So let's say if I have 50 cents on, like, 17 games or whatever, I could win, like, $2,000. So they're like, we'll buy you out for $700 if you cash out right now.
And you've never done that?
I've never done it because I'm like, you know what? What do I have to lose? It's 50 cents.
$700.
That's what you had to lose. I didn't lose $700.
You could have taken it right then.
Dude, I'll tell you, because when I do hit those, I get another $700. You know, because.
Yeah, but all the, think of all the times that you, I mean, you, have you ever gotten all of them?
Yes. Yes.
How much did it pay?
Well.
Very. How come you've never told me that?
I did. I told you like during the women's Final Four, I was killing it.
Okay, more than four figures.
No, not more than four.
Okay,
but I mean, 50-cent bets.
Yeah.
So yeah, I can lose every bet for the next 10 years.
I get it. I'm just saying,
and
if
I'm
you
still
get
ahead.
12 into a 15-game parlay,
that's
cash out of that.
Yeah. Why?
Because you get $700 compared to nothing.
I was watching football with you and Tracy at his house, remember? Last year.
Name dropping.
And no, I'm just saying that because I was hanging out with Big D.
Different Tracy.
And yeah, totally different Tracy. But yeah, so I'm hanging out with them and I was like two away and I'm like, do I cash out? And you're like, no, man, let it ride. So don't
we do both sides of it.
Yeah, so. Don't let him act like he's, you know, this high and mighty thing. He's like, no,
but
let
I don't
it
know,
ride.
Man. I mean, sometimes you get in.
But I feel like Bubba's the guy that's like, I'll pick what's inside the box. What's in the box? What's in the box?
I usually am very conservative when it comes to. I mean, that's why I only spend 50 cents on a bet. I don't believe in losing money. I don't believe in gambling, but this is just fun, stupid stuff. And for me, it's
fun,
like free
man.
Money if somebody wants to give me free money.
I mean, if you go to 50 cents a month.
Yeah, the way I look at it is if you can afford to do it, then do it. That's fine.
Also, somebody should have told me to put a hat on. I didn't
why?
Have my hat on. Well, because
so
it was straight out of the shower this morning. Now I have a hat on.
You have hair.
You are so conscious about this. Your hair looks
fine.
Isn't
that weird? He has the best hair of anyone I know.
Been working with him all day, and nobody said anything.
And he thinks his hair is bad. I'm like,
it was fine.
Well, I just saw the podcast thing on YouTube, and I'm like, I got a little cowlick going there.
Oh, my full head of hair is bad.
You're not losing any hair, are you?
No, mine's fine.
Yeah,
I'm good. Yeah, it's a little bit thinner, but nothing. I'm good.
Yeah.
It's fine.
Did your dad lose any of his hair?
Nah, he lost his later on. My brother lost his. So, I mean, it's probably going to happen. So I'm just enjoying it while I
can. I don't know. I think if you, once you hit 40, if you haven't lost it, you're probably not going to.
Dad started losing his late 40s, early 50s. So, yeah. And he's not bald, but yeah. So, I mean, I know it may happen. So I'm just enjoying it as much as possible right now.
Yeah. I was losing my hair in high school, so that's not.
I have friends of mine that, same thing with them, was high school and college, and were losing their hair.
And my mom's hair was very, very thin.
But his hair is fine.
Do you have your bet thing set up to your bank?
Yeah.
Is that okay with you?
Well, it's not to my bank. It's to my Apple Pay on my phone, which technically is to my bank, but it's not where they can.
It gives you some. Yeah. What do you call it?
Yeah, it's like one level of a middle person thing.
Level.
Because mine's hooked up to my slush fund account that I have.
Yeah, your big slush fund.
Basically, I just have one fund worth the side gig money that I have just goes into that fund, and I don't care what I spend that on.
Oh, that's smart.
That's the fund money over there.
Yeah. Are you doing high school games tonight?
Yeah, doing high school tonight.
You get one, I guess one game, obviously. Just one game.
Just one game. Hot.
Yeah, it's going to be hot.
Hot.
The
where we are. Located, it's hot. Yeah.
So do you? Will you be? Yeah. Okay. So is it just you, or do you have a team with you doing these games?
I'll have a color commentator and a producer on site.
And what's the? Do you like the color commentator?
Yeah, he's good. I'm actually supposed to be the color commentator, but the play-by-play guy has been ill health the past couple of weeks, so he hasn't been able to rejoin the broadcast, so I moved over to do play-by-play.
Why do they call it color? Like, I mean,
because you're filling in the picture. I think that's why they call it.
Oh, you're coloring in?
Yeah, you're
between
coloring
the lines.
In the play-by-play calls. At least what I say about it.
So you have the guy going, and there's Johnson with 3 yards. Yeah, and then the other person goes, and Johnson grew up down the street on...
because, well, kind of. But, I mean, you heard me last week, I'll call the play, and then the coach that's working with me will go, well, that was a counter option trade of the right and blah, 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 blah. And
so do you know all that stuff?
A little bit. I'm not an expert at it because I never played.
I get lost in that.
But a little bit. I remembered more last week than I thought I would.
Do you have to do research on the kids' names?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like how to pronounce
them? After the podcast is what I'm going to be doing most of the afternoon.
So you just study kids' names and like, do you get like a packet on all
the
cheat
sheet? No, not in high school. You do in college, but not in high school. Like high school, basically, you'll just get roster stats and a 2-deep depth chart, and that's about it. Unless you're at one of the fancy schools, then you might get that. Like the game last week, I actually got end of the quarter, end of half, end of the game stats at the school I was at last week.
They bring it to you?
Yeah.
But that's only because it's a big, who was it, Oakland?
Yeah. 6A school, which is a big school
in Tennessee.
But I used to call private schools here, too, where you would actually have the live stats right in front of you. And when I call state championship games, I have that right in front of me.
You call state champ game, too?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So nice. Would you rather work for a private school or public school game?
Really don't have a preference.
There's no
difference?
Do you
like blowouts? No. Or
no,
is it...
you never like blowouts. No. Because you get bored. Just like the audience at home, you get bored when you're calling a blowout.
Have you ever made a...
That's where the color person needs to be better.
Well, but you're even setting them up, though. I mean, I know what you're saying. But it's just when the game becomes uninteresting, it's hard to stay focused.
You ever said something about a kid and their dad met you in the parking lot?
I've said stuff about a team and the coach wouldn't do my interview the next week.
Oh.
Which I didn't care because
they were
wrong.
Did you just fake it?
No, they were...
You could literally talk to anyone.
No, what happened was...
What do you think,
was,
Coach? Well, you know, the boys playing hard right now. We'll see what happens.
Here's what happened. I didn't know that whatever this coach thought we said had offended them during the week. So the next week we're doing the game and our sideline guy at halftime went to talk to him and he got mouthy with us in the booth. Like, got very passive aggressive. We didn't even know there was a problem. I mean, we got it cleared up
the
by the
whole
next week.
Your quote was up on their board.
Oh, yeah.
What? Oh, yeah, he used it as motivation, and I don't even remember what we said.
That's great.
And it was like, I can't help that you guys didn't score. That's not my fault.
You don't remember
what
you said?
No, I don't remember what I said because it was very
innocuous. Do you say it on your old sports station or something?
Actually, the station that I'm currently doing the games for was when I did games for them previously because I've been doing games on and off for several years. So, and that coach doesn't work there anymore, so, you know.
That's right.
Yeah. That's
right. That's a tough job.
He got replaced by Trent Dilfer, so, you know, there you go.
Yeah. Probably not going to get that job back.
Oh, he's not getting that job back. Don't have to worry about that.
By the way, Shelby just asked, where's Carson? Carson is not on the podcast right now because she went back to Connecticut to go with her, and then to Cleveland. But, so she went back to Connecticut or whatever. I think that's where she met her man, the love of her life since she was a little kid.
Right.
Barry Manilow.
Mm-hmm.
So she's a huge Manilooney, as she calls it, or we call it Fanilos.
Check out her socials. She's got pictures from the Manilow concert.
I haven't seen it. Yes. I have not. I didn't want to see it yet because
his face is not real in any stretch of the imagination.
What? Oh yeah, no, you can tell.
Not even close.
So
if you pulled that face 1 inch tighter, it would snap like an old rubber band.
Okay, I'm gonna.
Sorry,
have to
Barry.
Look. I'm gonna have to look right now. Carson, that's Carson Carsen on air. If you would like to look with me, you can do that.
And I think she also went to see the band Ghost and then is going to see Guns N' Roses and Carrie Underwood.
I don't see any pictures of her and Barry Manilow.
I didn't see pictures of her with Barry Manilow, but I saw pictures of the concert.
Oh, it's already happened?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
It's already happened.
She's coming back for
I think it was
Guns
last night.
Mm-hmm. Oh, her schedule for this concert run, insane.
So what is she doing, like three concerts?
I think it's three shows.
Three shows.
That may be true.
And traveling, Cleveland to Nashville to, where'd you say?
Was Barry Manilow in Connecticut?
I don't know where it was.
Yeah, I don't remember. Looking, but like, she's going to be all over the eastern part of the country.
Wherever the Rocket Mortgage Fieldhouse is where Barry Manilow was because I see the little concert poster.
Okay. What's it called?
But she didn't
Rocket
post any
Rocket Mortgage
pictures.
Fieldhouse, which I think that's Cleveland, but I'm not sure because her family lives in Cleveland now, where she grew up in Connecticut.
I don't know.
I mean, it's
kind of... I get so confused.
Cleveland.
Yeah. So I think... And I don't know where the Ghost show was. I don't know if it was just her brother that went to that.
What is that?
A rock band called Ghost. Really popular rock band.
Oh, guys, I thought they made a musical out of the Patrick Swayze movie.
No, that's funny, though. The guy's all made up in
You're
makeup.
You're about to get crushed by a window.
It's actually a really popular rock band. They're pretty good.
Oh, my love, my darling, I hunger for you.
We're going to probably get popped for that.
We went 10 seconds. We're good.
Okay.
Yeah, we're fine.
Yeah, he was... that was last night.
Yeah, Barry was last night.
Yeah,
I
couldn't find the pictures, and I kind of don't want to look.
She'll have,
I don't want to ruin it either.
But then she'll have Guns N' Roses tomorrow.
She paid $1,000 per person for herself, for her mom, for her mom's birthday, Mother's Day, Christmas, and also for her brother's stuff, because apparently, like, the very first concert she ever went to was Barry Manilow with her mom, brother, and her.
I went to see Neil Diamond.
For your first show?
Not my first show, but I went and saw Neil Diamond. But I was like, why not? It's Neil Diamond. That man wrote dozens and dozens of hits. He had to do medleys.
Was that before people were doing the da-da-da, or was it after?
Just before.
Because that started because of the Red Sox.
Become annoying, yeah. I think it was just before. I mean, people were already doing that, but it hadn't become popularized to that scale until the Red Sox. But Carson, before people start judging her, this is basically gifts for her family for an entire year. Yeah. Why they can't ask for
and also
more.
Who cares? You can judge her all you want. It's her money.
Do whatever you want.
Yeah. Oh my gosh, dude. I'm looking at this picture of Barry Manilow.
I told you.
It looks like a wax figure of Barry. It's weird.
Even our audience in studio today agrees with me. It's rough.
Like I'm looking right here, like there's this
The cheeks.
There's this thing right here on under, like, it looks like a chin strap holding the face on.
Yeah.
It's like an android or like one of the animatronics in the Hall of Presidents.
Just stapled it together underneath.
Dude, it's amazing.
Man, I'm on her Instagram. I don't know half the people are on here.
Well, because she's like huge in
the
rock.
Let me look.
So it's like going to be a bunch of Def Leppard and then maybe some, I don't know who else would be in there.
I know Brad Paisley. I don't know. Who's this guy?
That's Mick Jagger.
Oh, Mick Jagger.
That's literally Mick Jagger.
All right. Who's this guy? What's going on?
Cowboy Mouth. Yeah, you don't know.
I don't know who he is.
Dude, I'm looking at this one picture of Barry Manilow up in the middle of the... He's just standing in the middle of the stage. It looks like you're at Madame Tussauds.
Yeah, you know more on there than you think.
John Caraba?
Yeah, he's got great breadsticks.
Yeah, no, that's a good joke, but no.
Was it a good joke?
I actually thought it was decent.
Hey, isn't the Caraba where they have grass grow on the roof?
Is it?
I thought that was Olive Garden. They do the grass
on
the roof.
No, I thought Caraba.
I don't know. Yeah.
I think it's Caraba's.
Well, maybe it is.
Do you still have one nearby?
Where is it the people that went and took the picture for their... They took their engagement pictures. They wanted to look like they were in Sicily or something.
That was Olive Garden.
Olive Garden. Okay. So they went and they took their pictures like on the patio at Olive Garden to make it look like they were in Italy. And the pictures turned out great.
Okay. Well, I'm apparently confused on what Caraba's. No, I know Caraba's. Yeah.
It's an Italian joint.
Yeah, but the... Okay, so some of them have... Okay,
grass?
So some of them have like grass and trees on the, not on the roof. What is on the roof? It's on the, like where the...
Like an overhang over the patio?
Area. Yeah. Some of them have it and some of them don't.
Huh. Must be an expensive thing, so they pick it by the market.
John Corabi was the singer for Motley Crue when they fired Vince Neil for like 4 years.
Thank you for that. St. Augustine, they have, their Carabas has it. Lake Murray...
You're just looking at all the different Carabas.
I love this podcast so much.
Yeah, the podcast literally is like having an ADHD fit because we bounce all over the place.
I do love me some Carabas. I love any restaurant that they bring out like warm bread and has olive oil with seasoning.
It's Longhorn that brings out that it's like some super soft butter bread and it's shaped in a ball. Man. You can't beat that.
But the best rolls I've ever had, and it's a restaurant I don't go to very often, but they need to advertise anyway. O'Charley's had the best rolls.
Really?
Loved O'Charley's rolls.
O'Charley's rolls?
Yeah.
I don't remember.
I don't think I've ever had that, yeah.
Really good.
What's the other one? The one that has the it's like cheese inside.
Yeah, I know exactly.
Yeah, what's
the
one? The Charlie's cheese? Rolls are the best.
They're the best.
Yeah.
Do what?
It's
one?
Like a barbecue place. They put cheese inside of the rolls and
Jim and Nick's.
Yes, those
you can buy.
They'll
that.
Come out and it's like little muffins, and like you just I don't have to order. You just go. You sit down at the table. You get a beer, and they just feed you these little cheese muffins.
You can buy. I've made them.
Yes. Now I know what you're talking about.
You walk out of there with. You walk out of there. You pay $12, and you are so full you want to vomit in the parking lot because you can't walk.
All right. So what about? Okay.
I know where we're going.
Would you rather have biscuits with apple butter?
Okay.
Okay. Or would you rather have rolls with cinnamon honey butter?
Cinnamon honey butter.
No.
All the
biscuits and apple butter.
You guys are wrong.
Biscuits and apple butter.
Wrong.
I'm 100% right.
Dude, if you ever try...
I'm doing the Taylor Swift. You're taking an L right now.
Oh, yeah, no. I will give you another one. You have to find... And I have to find a way to do this because I can only get it when I go home. I would go to Rouse's supermarkets and they get... They had their own brand of fig jam.
Ooh.
Dude, that on biscuits, on anything, is the greatest thing ever.
Homemade elderberry jam.
Okay, that sounds really good.
I've had elderberry.
Mm-hmm. It's a little bit older.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Have it up in Pennsylvania. With everything else. Look, I just blame and credit the Amish for everything. Do both things.
You know what bothers me, though, about the Amish?
Mm.
I don't like the fact that there are some of these shops that open up and they're like, Amish stuff.
It's not.
Amish furniture.
No, do you go in there? It's an Amish shop, and it's like you buy the Lucky Charms, but only the marshmallows.
Yeah. All right, so
I can't see the Amish
because
kids
I'm
in
like,
the back.
Look,
separating.
I know you used an air nailer. I know that's not Amish. Okay, let's be real about this.
I saw this interview. It was a post anyway. He goes, "I am a delivery guy, and I'll never." It was like, tell me. Remember those things like. What do you know about an industry that no one else knows?
Yeah.
Or that they, you know, whatever. And his whole thing was, I was a delivery driver and I delivered
Amish furniture
food to the Amish market. Mm-hmm. And he said, I would unload peanuts in the back and they were in there opening up the peanuts and pouring them into their containers, the little plastic containers.
Who was pouring it?
Amish people were. And if they're even Amish, who knows? And then they were slapping their label on it and calling them, you know, Amish peanuts. Or they would just call them peanuts.
So you get
and
that,
has their label on it. You just go, well, these are Amish peanuts.
You get that a lot with like farmers markets. Yeah. You have to be careful. You literally have to know the person who brought it there because you could go to the farmers market and buy, these are fresh farmer apples or tomatoes or whatever was grown right here.
Kroger.
And they bought it at a grocery store on the way in.
There's the Amish branding, just like the Nashville hot chicken branding. It's like the same thing. Like where you would see with KFC, we have Nashville hot chicken. I'm like, there's nothing about Nashville about it other than you slap the word Nashville on there.
Right.
Yeah. So it's kind of the same thing.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, there is a Nashville hot chicken, but when KFC said, Nashville hot chicken, no, stop.
I'm not a fan of a hot chicken at all.
It's the wrong kind of hot. Like, you know, I love spicy stuff. Like, dude, if I have a pizza, you know I'm just dumping Tabasco on there. That's a good hot.
Whoa. Tabasco on your pizza?
Oh, bro.
I've never done that.
Yes.
Really?
Yeah.
Put
Tabasco
in it. I'm not saying that's bad. I just haven't had it. But
dude,
you know
you
what?
You can do it. And I will say this. It's good enough even if you go with something like a Cholula or the Louisiana or any kind of whatever hot sauce on a pizza is a must.
But I was also the person that turned their nose up when they first heard of pineapple on pizza and then tried it and went, I was 100% wrong. Yeah. 100% wrong. I would never believe
it. I have pineapple pizza with you for the first time here?
I think
wasn't
you did.
It here?
I think so. Yeah.
It was delicious.
Yeah. I was stunned that pineapple worked on pizza.
I hate the pineapple haters. You guys, you're very loud and you're wrong.
I think with pineapple, it's a matter of application. I think it's how you're consuming the pineapple.
You know what's good? There's a little place over by where the old baseball stadium used to be.
Yeah.
It's a pizza place, but they have like this pizza and it's like a cheeseburger pizza.
Mm-hmm.
and it tastes like you're eating a cheeseburger, but it's pizza.
Yeah, it's cheeseburger pizza. That's what it's called.
It's the best. Like, it's got mustard. Mm-hmm. It's got pickles. It's amazing. Yeah. By the way, pickles on pizza, not a bad thing.
Not terrible.
Really?
In moderation, yeah, if you can't go crazy with it.
I just can't do olives. Olives in any way.
Black or green?
None.
Big D will get a can. If you ever want to know what to get him for Christmas, a couple cans of black olives.
All right. Mm-hmm. So I can't do olives.
Get him some thing of ketchup. He loves
it. God, I hate ketchup.
So we got to go back to this conversation. We've had this before. So with tomatoes, is it a texture thing or how the tomato's prepared?
I think it's how it's prepared because my dad will make his homemade salsa, and it's heavily laden with with tomatoes, and it's amazing. I can handle tomatoes sometime thinly sliced on a burger. I can do things
fried
like
green tomatoes.
Fried green tomatoes, I hate, except for at one place, Gumbo Bros. They have the best fried green tomatoes ever. I just had that conversation.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But anywhere else, no. I just don't like tomatoes, and for some reason, I don't know if it's the vinegar in the ketchup or what. It just the two flavors don't do well to me. If I get ketchup on my finger, he knows. Big D's been around me. I'm like, it's like having the plague. It's like holding somebody's baby, and then you realize that a piece of poop got on your finger, and you're like,
It was like the day we did the sour candy test, and your face just mushed on itself.
Dude, it's so nasty. Ketchup is so
gross.
I mean,
we all have foods like that where we're just, no.
D doesn't like mayonnaise.
You know, a lot of people don't like mayonnaise, though. That's a pretty common thing.
But I like everything that's in.
I
didn't know that like ranch is made with it. Mm-hmm. Blue cheese. I didn't know that. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I love all that stuff.
But I think mayonnaise is also another texture food that people freak out.
I think I like mayonnaise in real life. And I also think I like guacamole in real life.
You don't like guac?
No. I think I do.
I think like grocery store guac is the nastiest thing ever. But good homemade guac with a little bit of onions and some, you know, a little bit of stuff in it. Yeah, that's good.
With a good 7-layer dip.
Zhuzh it up.
Ooh. Dude, like Chewy's. You go to Chewy's, and it's not on the menu. You order the Chewy Gooey.
All this free advertising we're doing.
Oh, yeah, we're hooking people up. They have it's like a 7-layer dip, and it's this huge bowl of just crud. And you will just, man, again, it's one of those things. You order that, and you do not need to eat anything else.
It used to be a badge of honor before Chewy's expanded, and they're all over the country now. It's like, you ever go to the original one down in Austin, Texas? Yeah, that was like a Chewy's thing, Chewy's culture thing.
Chewy gooey, yo.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Get on it. All right.
This went well.
Thank you.
That chicken for Papa. Just throwing out a little bit more. Anybody else got something else?
Now we're good. All right, all right.
All right, we're done. All right, love y'all. I got to go to lunch. My cousin Lydia's here. Hey, Lydia.
Hi, Lydia.
And her husband and friends, so food time.
This was the podcast, but now it's over. But that's okay, because you can listen to the regular show on the radio every day. It was the podcast.
Sorry. Comedian Aaron Weber is in the studio. Haven't seen you in a while, man. You're looking good. Dude, you're looking good.
Thank you, man. I guess it has been a couple years now.
Yeah, it's been a while. I mean, you were clean shaven last time you came in.
Was I really?
Yeah, you look more like a country singer now.
Oh, okay.
Like, if you had a guitar in your hand, people would ask you to play songs.
Well, that means a lot. Thank you, man. I think I've lost some weight since last time I was here.
I think significant. Probably 35, 40 pounds.
Oh, wow. Oh, nice. So it's been so long since you've seen me that you haven't seen. I've since gained weight back since I've lost weight. So you're kind of catching me after
the
fact.
I was trying to be. No, it's funny. People remember me fatter. Like, it's the weirdest thing. I gain weight, and people come up and go, oh, my gosh, dude, you're looking great. And I'm like, last time you saw me, I was way skinnier. That was 2012. Uh-huh. And they're like, oh, no, you look good. And
I'm like, well, you do look great, man.
Well, thank you. Do you remember me skinnier?
I don't remember
or
you
fatter?
As a fat guy.
So you I know, look worse
you,
now.
You put people in. No. You don't put, you put people in categories in your head. You know, that's a big dude. I didn't put you in that category.
Well, we determined on the show that he's added a baby hippo since college.
Yeah.
Oh,
100 pounds, a baby hippo. Congrats
to me. It comes out 100 pounds like day one.
Oh, yeah. Since when it was from high school, 100 pounds since high school.
No, but I'm saying a baby rhino is 100.
Day one, 100 pounds.
Baby hippo. Yeah.
A baby hippo. Wow.
Yeah. Baby
crazy.
Rhinos, I don't know what they would come out. I mean, I'm probably sure they're smaller than a baby hippo.
Uh-huh.
Hi, Carson.
Hi. Nobody told me we had somebody.
Oh,
that's
yeah.
cool.
Aaron Weber's here.
How are you? Good
Hi,
to see
good
you.
To see you.
Absolutely.
This is comedian Aaron Weber. You met Aaron before,
yes,
right?
Yes. I provided you all his information this morning, but you didn't bother to tell me he was here.
Well, I thought you heard us getting coffee and all.
I work, Bubba. I have other things.
Doesn't he look fantastic?
He does, yeah.
He's lost all kinds of weight. He's got a very nice beard.
I like
beard.
The hat, dude.
Thank you.
It's
pretty, I appreciate
yeah,
it.
I like the corduroy.
Oh, very nice this morning.
Yeah, okay, well, cool.
I needed this, man.
We'll see you later. Bye. We're here for your ego. Anytime you need a checkup, come on. I didn't realize you graduated Notre Dame.
I did.
Notre
yeah.
Dame.
Wow. I've never been able to say it the French way. Notre Dame. But Notre Dame. Okay. I say it in the most southern accent probably that it's been said.
I was at Notre Dame.
Notre Dame fighting Irish.
That's nice, man.
Irish.
Fighting Irish.
You still owe them money? I'm looking at all the stuff people are sending me. You still owe them money?
Oh, yeah, dude.
How long has it been? Like,
I graduated 2014.
That's the worst.
Yeah, have you even gotten close to paying off the principal yet?
Well, here's the thing. They keep freezing student loan payments, and then they thaw it out, and then they freeze.
Yeah.
So I just kind of stop checking on it, and I figure they'll find me if they need me. You know, I have a very public schedule, so they could, you know, if they really need the money right now,
would
they can
that
find
not
me.
Be the best. You're at a show. You're playing, like, let's say, the Opry. You show up at the Grand Ole Opry, and you're about to go on stage, and this hunchback walks up and goes, "Aaron, Aaron Weber.
I want the little guy in the green suit.
Yeah, you think Notre Dame sends a leprechaun out to collect the student loan payments? They might. I don't know.
I was thinking the hunchback, but no, you went the
hunchback of Notre Dame. You know, I didn't go. You know, the college isn't in the French cathedral.
I know.
Right?
I know. Okay. All right. I know. I'm just bringing terrible jokes into
like,
it.
Didn't your campus burn down recently? It's like, no.
Oh,
that was
right.
The cathedral.
Forgot about that.
Why is it like, because like Nashville has a Parthenon. It is an exact to the inch duplicate, a replica of the Parthenon in Athens, Greece.
Yeah.
Except it's better because we haven't been war torn and destroyed and all that. So like they are sending people from Greece here to copy ours to rebuild theirs. Why don't we just do that with all the great things in the world? Like, we should have an American Taj Mahal.
Uh-huh.
We could have an American everything. We could
never create anything original ever again. Just copy the stuff.
So basically, it's a third generation mixtape is what it is.
But yeah, like, we could totally, like, you could do the Notre Dame Cathedral here.
Uh-huh.
It's an engineering marvel. Why can't we? I mean, we could learn something by looking at the past.
I agree with you,
and
man.
Make it better.
And make
we have
it
a
fireproof.
Pyramid in Vegas already. Why not?
Just and out. In
we
Memphis.
Have a pyramid in Memphis.
That's you're right.
Yeah.
You're right.
I mean, in that giant what is that sphere going on in Vegas right now?
It's pretty crazy.
That's
man.
The coolest, craziest thing. When they do the eye, it freaks me out.
I know.
Have you seen the?
I saw pictures from the perspective of a golf course where you could see it in the background. It just looks insane, dude. It looks, it's the end of times.
I don't know. We just kind of.
Guys feel when you see videos like that? I almost don't believe they're real now because I think everything is so easily manipulated and faked.
I saw that and I go,
I'm not even sure that's a real building.
I'm for sure that it's real.
No, I know that. I know it is now. But I'm saying my gut reaction when I first saw that video was like, what's happening here?
It was like the first time I saw a B-2 fly by. You're like, there's no way that should be in the air.
Okay.
Yeah, right. you see it fly by and you're like, that doesn't look right. It looks like CGI.
So it wasn't, the stealth thing wasn't on, huh?
No.
They forgot its invisibility cloak that day.
It flew 200 feet over my house.
Levioso!
It's not very stealthy,
Comedian Aaron Weber in the studio with us, and we were just talking about everything else in the world. Let's talk about you. So you're doing the stuff with Nate Land, which is Nate's podcast, and you're co-hosting with him. That's cool.
Yeah, it's been really fun, man. We've been doing it 3 years now. We started in July of 2020 when the world was insane, and there were not a lot of opportunities to do live stand-up comedy all over the country, so Nate wanted to... let's just get something going. Everything was very political at the time. Everything was very COVID-centered. And he's like, I want to do something not talking about either of that, just talking about nonsense. So that's what we've been doing. We did a whole episode on appliances. Like, that's the kind of nonsense we're talking about. We spent 30 minutes talking about microwaves and debating.
Where is your microwave? That. Is it on the counter? Because I just bought a new house, and you have to put the microwave in the pantry.
Seem
it's not built
safe.
In. It's, I don't know why
Where
they
does
put
the heat
it there.
Go?
That also feels rich. Because you have a pantry?
Bougie.
Well, you know, it's like where, you know, you open the pantry.
Have
up
you
the
seen
door.
The microwaves that are low?
Yeah.
That people
like
put
on
the.
An island? No, I haven't seen
yeah,
that.
Yeah, that's where... the new place that if you have, you know, lower cabinets, uh-huh. people now put microwaves, that they put a place for the microwaves.
Is
so
it
it's
a top loading?
No, that's what makes it weird, right? Because you have to hunch down to.
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
reheat your pescetti.
Well, I think that level of wealth, you're not using microwaves as often
you
as,
know what
as I am. Right. I need mine eye level.
They put it low because the only people who use it are the kids with their chicken nuggets.
Oh, that's true.
Oh, are they? I thought that was an oven thing, but I guess you can do it in the microwave.
Yeah. I have
this is the kind of highbrow stuff that we talk about on the Nate Land podcast.
Yes.
We spent 30 minutes talking about whether you should even use a microwave. There was some fierce debate about that.
Why? Why not?
Well, I mean, it gets the food so hot, and then you open the door, and it's you know, it's not hot in the microwave. So what's going on there?
Where'd that heat go?
That's what I'm saying.
It went into the food.
It's questionable heat, though, you know?
Questionable heat.
I don't know. It's heat. Energy cannot be created nor destroyed, so it's in the food. It's not hanging around anywhere else. Okay. We have just solved the problem.
Okay. All right. Well, you should be on the podcast
yeah,
sometime.
You obviously
well,
didn't need half an hour because you
down.
Had a bottle.
Just,
right,
yeah. just say when. You, of course, you've been doing like the Opry. You're touring. You're going all over the place. But what's it like getting in front of the Opry? Because that's a totally different crowd than a comedy club.
Yeah. They do such a good job setting you up there. They make it feel like. You know, the crowd thinks you're a huge deal just that you're in the building. So yeah. The crowds are awesome, man. The only annoying part of doing the Opry is that when the musicians are funny, that infuriates me.
It's like
when I'm off the side of the stage waiting to go up and there's a musician like getting huge laughs between songs.
Yeah.
And I had to pull people aside and be like, I don't appreciate that, dude. Yeah. I tell the musicians like, because I can't just bust out a song.
Yeah,
mid comedy set. You know, I only have one thing I could do.
Pardon
and
me.
They're getting bigger laughs than I ever get my whole set. It makes me livid.
Yeah, you should start carrying a keytar around. And then what you do is like anytime that happens, you just pull out a keytar and you start playing like The Dance by Garth Brooks or something. And
okay.
They'll be like, they'll be humbled. They'll be like, you know what? He's funnier than me and he has a keytar.
That's right. I'd have to learn how to play the keytar first. So
I think they have presets. You could just hit it. It'll be like Green Sleeves or something. One of those old timey songs.
Okay. So just have a song on my phone and play yeah. that. Maybe yeah. that's the
yes.
same thing.
Yeah, just hold it up to the microphone.
All right.
What child is this?
It's Christmas song.
What I child? Don't know.
Bubba yeah. dispensing amazing career
oh,
advice.
I love it. Yeah, yeah. This is what I'm good for.
That's what I bring to the table.
It's awesome though, dude. It's awesome to do comedy there. Crowds are so great. I'm yeah. doing it the end of this month, and then I'm doing one first week of September, and I'm really excited.
It's got to be a different thing, too, because you go, how long is usually like a set? 10,
well, it
15
depends.
Minutes?
You're usually, you know, it's live radio. So,
you fill whatever they
so
need.
Sometimes, you know, the comedian set's a little more malleable than a musician set.
Right.
So it depends. I've done 8 minutes set there, I've done 25 minutes. It's kind of,
wow.
It depends on who went under, who went over before.
Henry Cho was in recently and said he had to do one that was 2:58.
He told me.
Because Chip Esten talked too long.
He told me about that. Yeah.
What do you have a 2 minute joke? Just go out and hit him hard?
I think you just go out, yeah, you got a couple like quick hitters and then you're kind of out.
Wow.
You know, Henry's got some quick one-liners he can just go out there and, you know, and say and then get out of there. At that point, it's funny. You can kind of make a joke out of it. I'm only out here for 3 minutes, you know. It's 6 or 7 minutes, that's weirder. You can't really settle in. You can't do much. But
yeah.
Yeah. So I've done 25, which is just, that's a long time.
That's better, though, I would think, because it gives people time to get a little used to you and the comfortable factor kind of sets
in.
Yeah.
Have you ever heard the theory that, like, human beings operate? I think there was a Monty Python sketch about this where, like, you're 3 beers deep is, like, where you're the best. It's, like, before you're drunk, but you've been drinking a little bit.
Yeah, where you have a good buzz.
Yeah. So the goal is to, like, always be three beers deep. I always think of, like, a comedy set, like, 15, 20 minutes in, that's, like, when they know you and you're rolling and they're not tired yet. So That's like the sweet spot.
Dude, that should be the name of the next special.
Three beers deep.
3 beers deep. Why not? Or maybe even the next podcast you do. Three beers deep.
Yeah, a little different than Nate Land. Yeah. You know, we talk about serious stuff.
Yeah. Oh.
We get a little bit drunk and we talk about the world.
So where do people find you online?
AaronWeberComedy.com is my MySpace page. You can check that out. I got all my dates on there.
Are we in your top eight?
I'll put you in my top eight today. Absolutely. Yes. Do you want to be online now? That's the important question.
I tried recently to get into my MySpace page because I wanted to go get like some Throwback Thursday pictures. I'm like, this will be great.
Yeah.
Man, I couldn't even reset the password. I don't have the email that I logged in with and all that.
Timberlake's holding all that hostage.
Yeah, isn't that crazy that he owns it now?
Yeah.
You can't even log in and see. That's why I built my website to look like that. It's like the nostalgia factor.
Oh, does it look like that?
Yeah, if you go to AaronWeberComedy.com, it's a 2004 era MySpace page.
If I move the mouse, will it do the little sparkles behind it?
Oh, I can do that.
Do you remember that?
Yeah. I didn't make it a heavily customized MySpace page. It's more boilerplate. I got Tom in my top eight, but I'll put Big D and Bubba up there today. Absolutely.
Oh, yes, we can be in the top eight.
Uh-huh.
Again, AaronWeberComedy.com, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, X, whatever you want to call it. Just look for @RealAaronWeber.
Boom.
And that's Weber with one B, not two.
There you go.
I spelled it wrong the other day.
That's like the grill.
Yes.
Weber grill.
Yes, like the grill. AaronWeber, thank you for coming in.
Yeah,
good seeing you.
Thank you guys, man. Y'all are the best.